Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Congratulations to you.
No, forget about me. No, this is not about me. This is about you. Have you told your audience yet?
I have not.
Okay, well, tell your freaking audience what you won today.
So today it was the 2020 Louisiana Association of Broadcasters Annual Prestige Awards.
Yeah.
And I won Best Radio Personality.
Which, by the way, is like the big baller award. Like, it's aside from, this is the equivalent of Best Actor. There's like, you know, Picture of the Year, Best Picture and Best Actor. Like, Michelle won Best Actor. She won in the state, major market radio station, Best Personality of the Year. That's a major, major thing.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
So after
further
review.
I'm sitting here with royalty right now.
Well, and I really am proud of your podcast award. So Matt won three today, and it was a brand new award, and you and Ryan Terrio won for the Riot Podcast. I'm sure you know what a big fan I am of you and Terrio.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. We did. We won for Best Podcast. AFR won Best Sports Show, which is the fourth time we've won that.
That's so awesome.
I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, and for then, sure. You deserve it.
But also they had a Young Personality of the Year. Which,
yes, Young Professional.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Thank you. It's a new category.
Yes, it is.
Young Professional of the Year. Thank you. It's for people under 40. I was like, I got y'all fooled if y'all think I'm young. But, you know, but what I thought a lot about, though, today, Michelle, truly was, and they honored our friend Carly before.
Yes, and, that was emotional.
She, that should have been hers. Like, she would have totally won that award. And maybe I'll petition the LAB to name it after her. I think that might
be appropriate.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
I don't know, that's off the cuff. And it was a big surprise to win it. But I don't know that anybody cares about.
No, sure they do. It's awesome. Whenever you work so hard as you and I do, it really is awesome to get an award that says, you know, that just is really nice. So awesome that the LAB does that every year.
It is. It's humbling, and it was a great honor.
Yes.
So back to the stuff that
matters.
Yeah,
I'm sure that you've like been loaded with show prep today.
Right. No. Spent all day at the LAB awards.
LAB.
Let's see. Paul Mineri told Jacob Hester earlier today on his radio show that Cole Henry's going to move back a day from Friday to Saturday at Ole Miss. I'm not super pumped about that because it means he's not feeling great. And I don't like hearing that pitchers' arms aren't feeling great, especially the guy who's your stud, ace, frontline Friday night guy. So let's hope this is nothing and Cole Henry is just fine with an extra day's rest and all's well in the world. And then earlier today, we also learned off the bench with Jordy and T-Bob reported Benny Logan, former LSU defensive lineman, is joining LSU staff as a defensive analyst. So LSU lost like four defensive analysts this year in the offseason. So Ed Ogeron's working to replace them, and so this is now the second analyst that he's adding to the defensive side. And then when you start to think like Kevin Fault, Christian Lockature, now with Benny Logan, Corey Raymond, of course, is on staff. Steve Ensminger played at LSU. You got like half the staff is former LSU football players, too. So it's kind of cool that you're kind of keeping it in the family as well. So
love
congrats
it
to Benny Logan, who I guess his pro football career is over now, and he's joining LSU staff as an analyst.